the first thing that we want to talk about is the explosive growth of cloud. You know, 5 years ago, cloud certainly existed, but the predominant software licensing model was a perpetual model where the software vendor would provide to you the IP on a disk or through a download, and they wouldn't have access to any information that resided in the application, that it was stored on premises. Well, with cloud applications, the hosting of the application, the management of the application, and importantly, access to the data that resides within the application and associated databases now is with the service provider. And from a business perspective, it makes a world of sense, right? If we're relying on a particular vendor to provide to us an application, why not trust that same vendor to make sure that it's in an appropriate hardware environment with the right infrastructure, with the right support? And so from a business perspective, we've been hearing as lawyers for years, business folks saying, we want to move to the cloud, and lawyers have been saying, well, yeah, we understand that, but there's a lot of issues here, a lot of problems with this. And yet, we've figured out ways to overcome a lot of the problems, but some of them still exist. But you can see that cloud is no longer a marketing buzzword. It is the reality of the market today. 80% of software applications will be delivered through cloud or hosted delivery models. So, Kirk, can you tell us, you know, a little bit about what you're seeing just from the perspective of growth of cloud and this revolution, really, of moving from on-premises to cloud?
Sure.